About 30 years old from the looks of him, but he's seen more in those 30 years than most men see before they're 70. He hasn't sat in a warm house or a warm office to see what he's been interested in looking at. He's gone out in the world and looked at the faces of 100 men and women. He's lived in hobo jungle. Performed on picket lines. He's sung his way through every bar and saloon between Oklahoma and California. And listen to that red ball roll. Ago that you were born in Okemah?
28 years. You pretty near guessed it. I was born there in July the 14th, 1912. Year that President Woodrow Wilson was nominated.
What did your family do? What kind of people were they? Where'd they come from?
Well, they come in there from Texas in the early day. My dad got to Oklahoma right after statehood. He was the first clerk of the county court in Okemah, Oklahoma, after statehood. He is known as one of them old hard-hitting, fist-fighting Democrats, you know, that run for office down there, and they used to miscount the votes all the time. So every time it... My dad went to town. It's common the first question that I ask him when he come riding in on a horse that evening, I'd say, "Well, how many fights do you have today?" And then he'd take me up on his knee and he'd proceed to tell me who he is fighting and why and all about it.
Where did you live, on a farm?
Well, no, I was born there in that little town. My Dad built a six-room house. Cost him about $7,000 or $8,000, and the day after he got the house built, it burned down.
Kind of a place was Okemah. How big was it? Well, you remember it when you were a kid.
Well, in them days, his little town about 1,500, and then 2,000. A few years later, it got up to about 5,000. They struck some pretty rich oil pools all around there. Garrison City and Slick City and Cromwell and Seminole and Bowlegs and Sand Springs and Spring Hill and all up and down the whole country there. They got oil, got some pretty nice oil fields around Okemah there.
Did any of the oil come in your family?
No. We got the grease. Didn't get no oil.
Well, what kind of people lived in Okemah?
Oh, just sort of a farming class of people. The town didn't amount to much except on a Saturday, you know, when all the farming people had come in there to have a trades day or give away a new buggy and a box of tobacco or buy them a new pair of button shoes or some such stuff as that. It's always big Saturday. All the farmers had all come to town, had a big time celebrate, but the population of people that live there right now is about 1/4 Indians and 1/4 Negroes and 1/2 white.
Do all those people mix on pretty equal terms or not? How does it go?
Well, no. Not what I'd call equal terms. Is been a lot of shooting scrapes and fights, and but anyway, that there are some crazy way they've got of looking at the colored situation. Ever since I was a kid growing up, I've always found time to stop and talk to these colored people, because I found them to be full of jokes, what I mean, and wisdom. I learned how to play a French harp off a boy that shined shoes down there. I was passing a barbershop one day when I was about 15 or 16 years old, and there's a boy, a big barefooted boy, up laying in there, and had his feet turned up towards me, and he was playing the harmonica. He was playing the Railroad Blues.